Trevilian Next is a division of Trevilian, a financial services specialist search and talent advisory firm. Since inception, the Trevilian team has dedicated itself to enhancing the return on investment of a company's most important resource, its people.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another year of Trevilian Next. And very, very happy for my first guest of 2023 to have Peter Hsu. How you doing, Peter? The Senior Vice President from Green Check Verified. Senior Vice President. Yes, I don't want to miss that. Really looking forward to this discussion right here because it's seems to be everywhere. Cannabis and banking. Yeah, I just
cannabis banking. How's that a topic?
Yeah, cannabis banking. Never thought it would come to that, but there's a lot of opportunity out there. There's a lot of questions, I would say, in the marketplace. I know New York City and New York legal now. Saw that the first store opened up, and there it was. People around the block, I think, in Soho.
4 hour wait time.
Wow. So you can see there's a market out there for sure.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is not recreational. It's medical.
Medical.
But I was just reading before this chat, 37 states are either legalized or medical. 21 states are legalized completely, recreational, including many in the Northeast where we are, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Maryland. So yeah, right now at this point, I would like to just kind of get your view on kind of where we are in the cannabis banking process, kind of from a regulation standpoint, and just kind of answer the questions that maybe a community bank or smaller bank that's looking to go into this market, and kind of what Green Check can do for that institution.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, great question. Something I talk about often. And just a little bit of perhaps shameless self-promotion. And of course,
yeah, go for
establishing street cred here. I like to think I'm fairly uniquely suited to answer that question for you and for your audience, because I was a longtime banker myself. And on my last couple of stops, I did in fact spearhead the cannabis banking program for community banks.
So
developed a de novo program for Bank of New York and grew it from the ground up to, I dare say, one of the larger programs in the country. I then was recruited over to another large community bank, and that became the largest program in the country. In my current role at Green Check Verify, we work with banks and credit unions that are banking cannabis. Our current roster is 126 banks or credit unions all over the country that are banking cannabis. Anecdotally, that makes us about half of the market as it currently exists. So the point is, yes, it is a topic on which I am fluent and can definitely address for you. The state of cannabis banking today, I think, does exist in a weird sort of almost myth kind of realm where there is this belief that there's no banking available, and that's not true. FinCEN has this statistic. They say 755 financial institutions, so banks and credit unions, that are banking cannabis. Now, most insiders would agree that that number is way too high. There's no way there's anywhere.
Sounds like a lot. Yeah.
We believe the number is more like 200, maybe 250-ish.
Still significant, though. That's still a significant number.
You are still talking about hundreds of institutions, right? So whether it's the 700 number or the 200 number, it's hundreds of institutions across America. Now, it's worth pointing out, you take that number, you divide it against the states that have a program, right? To your point, it does still mean that there's only a handful of institutions in any given state that is banking cannabis. So the state today is not that they're unbanked, they can get an account, but they're definitely underbanked with the question of capability, capacity, and cost.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And it's so important to have these services. I just helped a company called Spence Labs with a CTO search and a head of compliance for their payment processing kind of behind the scenes, dispensary to the bank, and taking cash out of it and having it more like a PayPal or a payment system to the dispensary. Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into it.
The payment is a whole other topic, by the way.
could go down that rabbit hole, but let's stick to kind of the community banks. Do you have to be in a state that it's legal, or of these 37 states, is it more the banks that have a state charter or a national charter? What are some of the questions that should be asked initially? Say I'm a $1 billion community bank in New Jersey, for instance. Yeah. What are some of the questions I should be asking before I even reach out to you, or reach out to Green Check about going down that road? Are there some initial questions you can have?
The first I would say that there's no need to wait, right? Like if you want to talk, give me a call. Happy to chat, even if it's the most basic question. And believe it or not, what you just said, those are the questions that we commonly get. So we have been engaged where literally board members say to us, can we do this? Are we violating a rule? Are we violating a law? Things like that. Despite what I've just said, 755 based on FinCEN, 250 mm-hmm. based on industry insiders. The reality is the first initial questions we get are very rudimentary. Is this possible? Mm-hmm. Will I go to jail? Things like that type of question. Do you have to be in the state? Well, look, banks, they're going to do only what's legal, right? So if you're not in a legal state and your bank only does business in that particular state, then, there's no legal cannabis business in your state.
Yeah.
As you know, the charters, the way they work these days, it does not necessarily, you're not prescribed from going into another state to do banking. If you're a bank in New Jersey and you're banking a cannabis business in New York, as long as it fits within your risk criteria, your policies, there's nothing preventing you from doing that. Now, it is pretty common. I do see, and believe it or not, that's a well-known myth in cannabis banking, which is that you can only bank outside of the federal banking system. But you and I know there is no such thing as banking outside of the federal banking system. Everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Now that said, yes, it's true. It's mostly state chartered banks, state chartered credit unions, or state regulated or credit unions and or state regulated banks that are in space, and predominantly smaller banks.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's kind of the profile you're seeing now from banks? Is it a certain asset size? Is it smaller? Is it more rural? Urban, I guess you're looking at the whole banking of. I guess you're talking about the banking of the customers, your banking of the businesses, the small businesses. It's another industry. So you're helping them, and if they're underbanked, like you're saying, they don't have a lot of options. So if you can provide a great product and help these industries grow, there's a lot of potential there.
Keith, that's a great point. I think that the time is perfect, actually, right now. What the industry needs really are just more banks, right? Bigger banks, more capacity. I think the dynamic is changing very quickly. It's a relatively young industry, right? Like call it 10 plus years, just around 10 plus years. If we start from like California, Colorado, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come a long way. In the early days, the industry was unbanked, like literally unbanked.
Just like money in a vault. Yeah.
No bank, no credit union
buried.
Their money. They used to pay their taxes in cash. People used to literally drive down to the local Fed. So an entire cottage industry grew up around servicing those needs. So these CIT services that are specifically catered to cannabis, for example, would then provide their services to the retailers. So they would pick up their cash, drive it to the local Fed in order for that company to pay its taxes. And again, that wasn't that long ago.
10 years. Yeah, how much? It's just amazing how much we've come in the last 5 years or three years.
Yeah.
I kind of look at it like, I think we had this chat before. It's a little like sports gambling. Remember on your phone, it was nowhere but Vegas for a while. And it just opened up. It was like New Jersey, Atlantic City. Now it's everywhere. I mean, every commercial on the NFL playoff games is FanDuel or DraftKings. I feel like we're heading that way for cannabis a little bit.
I mean, I think there's always a sort of a natural evolution, a progression to these things. So yeah, now I do think you're starting to see larger banks in the space. And by that, I mean, like, so I'm aware of like a $55 billion bank that's in the space, commercial bank, full service commercial bank, another $60 billion community bank that's in the space, you know? Now from there is a pretty steep drop. You know, you get down into the $10 to $12 billion range. Our median, so my roster, our median probably is around the $3 to $4 billion. We do have that $55 billion institution as our client, and then the next tier down is the $12 billion one.
Now, but, are you seeing similar? Go ahead.
But I was going to say, that number is ticking up. And of course, it makes sense, right? Like as that number, the pool increases, eventually you get the larger players getting in and saying, you know, hey, I see opportunity here.
I see an opportunity there. It's all about risk versus kind of the upside. Is there a particular similarity that you see between the banks that are looking to go down this route or on your roster? Is it they want to be more tech forward, or is there some similarity in leadership or talent that you're seeing between the banks that are in this industry?
I do. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but logically, to your point, it's a question of sort of this institutional psyche, right? They tend to be the type of institution that is okay with risk management. So they have other high risk verticals. Perhaps they do MSBs, perhaps they do crypto, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it makes sense. If you have a BSA department that you believe in, you've gotten great, you know, exams, and you have confidence in saying, hey, I can take a little extra risk. You know, I can be okay. Or hey, I've done high risk before, and we've passed those exams with no problems. Those tend to be the institutions that step forward and says, hey, why not cannabis? You brought up talent. I do think that that's very important, almost underrated important. Having the right BSA mindset that says, hey, there's a FinCEN 2014 guidance, right? So there's actually a well-trodden path of how to do this. And my BSA officer has looked at it and says, I know exactly how to do this.
You got to have a solid risk management BSA program in place. You got to have a lot of faith in the talent that you have on that team to make sure, you know, and have that communication with the regulators and saying, well, this is what we have in place. This is what we're doing. So that's kind of the similarity in some of the attributes you might see from some of these banks. That's great.
We talk about this sometimes in our sales engagement because, of course, again, we get to ask that question. Has any bank ever gotten in trouble for banking cannabis? And believe it or not, the answer is no. No banks, no credit union have ever gotten into trouble for banking cannabis. Now, one credit union did get a slap on the wrist, right? But even in that scenario, they were not told to stop doing cannabis. What they were told, and I think this is where you were going, what their regulators essentially said to them was, hey, you're no good at this. So not stop doing it, but hey, you better get some help. You know, you better get, if you want to keep banking cannabis, maybe you need third party help. To your point, that talent, that experience, the know-how of how to do something is very important.
Yeah, of course. Now for your company GreenCheck Verified, what can you provide to, say I'm just CEO of a $2 billion bank in Pennsylvania, and what kind of services could you provide to me coming in as I don't know much? I know cannabis is all over the place. I see the dispensaries in Pennsylvania going up and the signs. What can you provide me to make sure I'm going down that right path? What type of services do you provide?
Well, Mr. CEO, let me tell you. This is exactly what we do. A soup to nuts, right? Anything that an institution might want or need, we provide. Actually, funny enough, when the company first started, when GreenCheck first started, the founders, and I'm not a founder, the founders were all software people. They thought that they would build a software that banks and credit unions could use in their cannabis banking programs. As it turns out, banks and credit unions were not knocking down their doors to buy the software. who knew, you know?
Yeah.
And so we had to build an entire consulting practice around it because we had to do a lot of those handholding, like get the CEO, get the board comfortable, and then, yes, implement the software.
Gotcha.
So, yes, walking an institution from beginning to end and then, you know, installing the software if they want that, that is what we do. That said, in a more specific sense, let us show you the policies that you should put into place. Let us show you the risks you should be considering, the type of personnel you should be considering, things like that.
So really from that, you said soup to nuts, A to Z, come in. And really, I think we'd have to start with that conversation with the board and the CEO, kind of getting across to them, look, this is a real business. This is, you know, legal, and this is the upside, but you need to put these things in place. But no, I think it's going to continue. Like I think we said before earlier, 37 states where, you know, it's a business, it's a real business. And you have everything kind of the chain from growers to dispensaries, to customers, trucking. It's only going to grow. No pun intended. It's only going to grow.
It's a budding industry.
Yeah, I had to get that in there. I've used that before.
almost bigger than that. I tend to, when I do these engagements, I tend to say, you know, think even bigger, right? Like you've got property owners that now are leasing to a cannabis business and maybe they have trouble getting the financing, right? Like, and if you think about that, like that's a normal CRE deal. That's a normal commercial real estate deal. That you're getting the opportunity that you may not otherwise get because no one else will do simply because of the word cannabis, you know?
Yeah.
But if you think
it's still got a little stigma to it, right? It's got
stigma. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the stigma is really strong. Oftentimes we will literally build an entire program. And at the end of that journey, they still seem hesitant. And we've actually had the scenario where we take them to a local cannabis industry trade show. So like, you know, whether it's NECAN or MJ BizCon or something like that. And when they see how professional the industry is, they're actually surprised, which is like, they're like, oh, it's a real industry.
You know? Yeah, it's a huge. Yeah. Well, you went to, what was that one in Vegas a couple months ago?
MJ BizCon,
They rent out the whole Vegas Convention Center, which is one of the largest, might be the largest in the country or one of the largest in the world. So, and you have, you know, and we're just talking US. I mean, you're not even talking about global industry. But yeah, it's immense. It's a real industry. Look, there has to be regulation around it, of course. And there is,
of course.
And that's good. That's why you're going through the banking system. And that's why you have a chief risk officer and you have a BSA officer and top talents to go down this road. But yeah, no, this is great chat. Anything else to kind of close out? Any advice to community banks or executives or board members that might be watching this and they are thinking about it? I would say give Peter a call. That would be my number one piece of advice.
Well, Mr. CEO, of course, I would say that, and it doesn't necessarily have to be me or my company.
Yeah.
We have competitors. I would say when you think about the optics of saying to your regulator, hey, look, we're thinking about doing this, and we've added to our bench someone who has gone through more bank exams with cannabis than anyone else in the country, right?
Yeah.
That is powerful. So I guess the point is don't go down this journey alone, right? There's plenty of resources at this point. I mean, the ABA, the American Banking Association, does regular seminars on cannabis banking now. It's not like the early days of just kind of making it up. Like, no, there's real help out there, professionals now that can do this for you.